A ceasefire in Sudan has interesting implications, but will it help Christians? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers are encouraging each other and reaching out to others, even in hostile environments. It's everything from the underground church to college campuses. Stay tuned to find your place in the stories we're sharing from the headlines around the world. We'll begin with a look at the Sudanese government that's extended a unilateral ceasefire against the rebels through March. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the move probably has a lot to do with appeasing the international eye. In October of last year, the U.S. lifted sanctions on Sudan with the expectation to see improved counterterrorism efforts and efforts against internal conflict.
It is encouraging to see this ceasefire continue because if it holds, and we hope it will, it allows the people in those regions to kind of get back to a little bit of a normal kind of life.
While this means that life is generally better for Sudanese, believers are still facing extreme persecution. But with persecution comes resilience. Nettleton says, when Czech pastor Peter Jacek and his three Sudanese acquaintances were in prison, Christians traveled for miles to sing hymns outside the prison, an action that risked their own arrest.
That's why the church in Sudan is not going to be defeated by government actions. They're not going to be defeated if their church building gets torn down. They understand that the church is much, much more than a building. And there are believers there who are willing to risk their freedom in order to serve God and to serve other brothers and sisters.
Next, it's no surprise that God is working through his church. That's what all these stories are about. And Lebanon's no exception. The local body of Christ in Lebanon is growing, yet it remains a close community that's still learning what it looks like to reach its neighbors. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says,
and we, as Horizons International, have partnered with many churches that previously had no interaction with Syrian refugees, no vision to reach them. But we've been able to sow that vision for this opportunity that God has given us with the Syrian presence. And they are now seeing Syrian refugees flood into their congregations.
However, there are many more people that need to be reached. With over 400 million Muslims in the Arabic-speaking world, the local church needs help to grow and reach even more people. Hosni believes that Western churches can help play a critical role in reaching Muslims in the Middle East.
We are seeing a huge impact when we have near-culture believers from the Middle East reach out to these other cultures, yet they don't have the resources and they don't have the training resources. So we need partnerships to be formed.
So how can we be praying? Let's pray that new partnerships would be formed and that doors would open for the gospel. And pray for the newest Horizons initiative, the Middle East Center for World Missions. The center is going to act as a hub for missions activities and missionaries throughout the Middle East. More on that later this month. And over the weekend, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship held its third ever Ambition Conference in Anaheim, California. 700 InterVarsity students and 300 staff attended the conference meant to empower them in reaching every corner of every college campus with the gospel. InterVarsity's Bethany Hovarth shares,
we've set from stage students, God is using you, and you have spiritual authority, and walk in that. And one of our speakers said, InterVarsity staff, you probably feel like I've told you you don't have a job anymore. And everyone kind of laughed. But the truth is that sometimes our students have more of a stronger faith and risk-taking than we do, and to trust in their and what God is leading them to do and allow them to lead and empower them.
And Ambition isn't a conference which only focuses on students. Instead, every person there is called to do something.
It's exciting to think what God will do if each one of these attendees leave and plant or go to a new corner on their campus, how we could reach the U.S. in the next 3 years.
So let's be praying for InterVarsity students and staff and find ways to empower them. You'll find details at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.